This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A special guest in the building down the hall right now as we play.
Not yet.
Plead the fifth.
Hold on.
Now, y'all make fun of me for Bravo. I admit. Me and the girlfriend, we watch all the reality TV garbage. She's actually in studio as we're getting ready to roll on out to Vegas.
You're not going
to
let her say hi?
She'll say hi.
Say hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hey!
Hi.
So, plead the fifth, Andy Cohen. Now, you can make fun of the Bravo shows, but Troy, you even watch that.
I do not. I do not watch the Bravo shows. I've seen one episode of Vanderpump Rules with the wife. By the way, Lisa Vanderpump, her mother passed away. Very sad situation. I do love Andy Cohen. I love him so much. So, are we ready? We're not ready yet. Listen, I'm going to kill some time right now. Let's go and do Plead the Fifth anyway. Amanda, jump on the mic.
She's on the mic.
Amanda?
No, wait, the Plead the Fifth might be some embarrassing stuff towards
me. No, we're good. I'll throw some questions. All right. State your name. What's your name?
Amanda.
All right, there you go.
We just established that.
All right. Shut up. I'm trying to vamp here as I'm waiting for word down the hall. Tell you what, we'll do Plead the Fifth with you, Amanda. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, here we go. This is how it works. I'm going to ask you, I've got to put them all together. I've got to ask you five questions, and you can plead the fifth on one of them, okay? As I do this on the fly. Okay, here we go.
One of them you can bail out of. That's it. Only one. You have to answer the rest.
All right, then. Here we go. Question number one. What is your least favorite thing to eat that Sean barbecues?
I don't love ribs.
Okay.
You don't?
I don't. They're good.
It's not really barbecue. It's kind of barbecue. Me and Dawson have fallen in love with the sous vide.
Oh, God. Mm. I don't like boiled meat. Boiled meat is really weird.
She walks in the house. She's like, "You're not boiling anything, are you?" And I'm not searing it correctly at the very end of it. That's kind of my bad. But with the sous vide, she's out on that for the barbecue.
I still have not tried your sous vide. We tried Ted's in Oxnard.
I had a really bad fajitas experiment that scarred her.
Yeah, it scarred me. After that, I was done.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, she answered that question. Are we ready? No. Okay. Next one. Okay, Amanda, we'll give you another one. Here we go. You can still plead the fifth. That was question number one. On a scale from 1 to 10, rank Sean's handyman skills.
Oh, 0.
Ah! Hey, he said 1 to 10.
Yeah. Oh. He would get a 1 for calling and help and asking for help, right?
I guess it'd be a 1.
Okay.
Yeah, like that's gotta count. Like, if he calls the dishwasher guy,
he's calling somebody.
Is there one that jumps out to you? One time she was trying to put the drawers up. No, the shelves
Wall
up.
Wall shelf. Yeah.
No help with that whatsoever.
I tried to do it and I couldn't do it, and I asked him about it. He just looked at it and laughed.
Does he even know what a leveler is?
Yeah, something that you level a house.
Well, you not necessarily a house.
You take the cannonball to it.
Hopefully the house is already leveled.
Yeah.
That's the hope.
All right, Amanda, you're doing well as we're vamping here, waiting for our special guest on 105.3 The Fan. This is Amanda, by the way, Sean's girlfriend. We're doing Plead the Fifth. You're 2 for 2.
I have one. This is back to food. I should have done this a minute ago.
Okay, go ahead.
How long does he actually keep leftovers for?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, all the questions shouldn't be, oh, my God, the answer. Every answer, oh, my God.
These are so funny. I'm just going to answer all of them. There's no Plead the Fifth here.
All right.
I don't know. Right. I'd say, like, 2 weeks.
Ooh. 2 weeks?
Oof.
Wait, yeah. In the freezer, 2 weeks, not in the fridge.
No, in the freezer, probably 2 years.
My dad sent a picture of a brisket. Last time he came, he always wants to barbecue here, so I made him brisket. He took it back to Maryland. He sent a picture that he brought it out the other day, It looked like it had fur on it.
Oh my God.
It was bad. But yeah, if she gets up and there's like three bites left on the plate to go throw away, I shoot her a quick stare. I should
just take a photo of all the little pieces he saves. It's pretty funny. I'm like, just throw that away.
Hey, there's people in other countries.
I like this. You're so thoughtful. Thank you. You say you're not going to plead the fifth, so let's go with this one. Is it true? Well, we already know. Yeah. Sean has small hands.
Dude.
She might be pleading the fifth on this one.
What other appendages are small on Sean?
That's the only thing, I think.
Yeah!
I mean,
she gave
you the best. You the best, man. You the best. Right. Ears? My ears?
Yeah,
have gotten...
I was just going to say maybe his ears. That's about it.
Okay, I got one. Does he really manscape outside?
She doesn't know about any of this.
Yeah, if he does, he does it when I'm not home.
Oh,
yeah.
Here's a good one. Amanda, Sean's girlfriend, plead the fifth. Rank Sean's loves: barbecue, alcohol, steakhouses, and sports.
Whoa. Number one might be alcohol.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's the wrong answer.
That was, right. I have been right all these years.
Number two is probably sports.
There you go.
Number three, probably steakhouses.
Ooh.
And then barbecue?
I think so.
Wow.
Okay. Alcohol.
Barbecue's like a hobby, I think.
I'm a little bothered by that answer.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Will you drink alcohol while you watch sports?
And while he cooks, and when he goes to steakhouses,
and while he's awake,
it's like we're getting ready to go to Vegas, and I told y'all earlier in the show, the first thing she told me about, you got to go on this Ferris wheel. All the drunks go on there. A 30 minute Ferris wheel.
All right, listen. I guess I don't have a guess. I'm waiting for the. I'm out of questions.
All right, I have one real quick.
You got one?
I could ask you. This will be the final one. Then our special guest coming in studio. I could go personal life with the family discussions that we have, all the pool parties that you let me throw, taking care of me and the house. I could go work, the 4 a.m. alarm clocks. You somehow sleep through those. The games on TV every night that you put up with. But I'll ask if you want to continue laughing, eating, and watching reality TV garbage with me.
What?
Amanda Contreras, will you marry me?
Oh my God. Oh my God, yes. Oh my God. Are you serious?
Surprise.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm like shaking.
Bring it in, boss.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Michelle gave me the idea of the pool. It's her favorite song.
My wife's family reunion.
No, don't say that. That's not right. You can't say that.
Oh, that's a good trumpet right there.
That's a very good trumpet.
I was second chair trumpet. Did you
really?
Know that? Yeah.
I could never blow into it and make the sound come out.
So many jokes.
Yeah.
I can't believe you did that.
Get choppy dancing on film.
Oh, God. RJ, stop. What do you do? You're ruining the moment.
Even the cameraman's shaking.
My hands are shaking.
Sean's shaking.
Hey, we gotta hit break on time.
Oh, we're good.
I'm like, still worried about the break.
Let the music play. This is great mariachi music. I love it. Take that, La Grande. Oh yeah. Where's the ring? I want to see the ring.
No, so
I put it
ring
on Twitter.
Oh, you what?
No, I didn't.
My wife is texting me, where's the accordion? I don't hear it.
Where's the accordion?
She's so
mixed. I got two violins. Where's one of viola? Or viola.
Oh, yeah. Someone pin a dollar to Amanda.
Stop it.
That's what you do.
You don't. We're not pinning dollars to anybody.
Yay! Oh. Tickling, come here. So look, this is all set up, well, by a bunch of people. Tika Lean from La Grande. The first idea, the whole thing got set up. By the way, congrats, dear. Thank you for. There's no J Lo's not in here today. The whole thing was because of J Lo.
She thought J Lo was coming.
She is obsessed with J Lo. J Lo's performing on Monday, so her birthday is the 21st. Mine's the 21st. Today is the 21st. We're going to Vegas with one of our best friends, Samir. So I wanted to do it today. The only way to get her in studio was to try to lure her with J-Lo. That's why I went to
We
Tika
tried.
Lee. We tried.
We tried.
We
tried.
We reached out. They shut it down.
No, they basically didn't even answer.
Oh, okay. And then, I was trying to think of a way to make it extra special. So your friend Michelle said that you love Mariachi.
Yeah.
So you and Chorizo hook me up.
Yeah, so this is basically the mariachi that we use for all of our events anytime we have anything going on at the station. So I told him, I'm like, dude, I'll hook you up. We can get you one.
Mariachi Michoacan.
Yeah, Michoacan.
Michoacan. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Is that your song that you like?
Yes.
She said that's your favorite song. Love you, kid.
Love you.
So how do you feel, dude? How do you feel? You look nervous.
I'm really nervous. I'm shaking. I looked at this ring. Choppy's told you 30 times today.
30, at least.
I'm like, I need to polish it here, polish it there. But I have a big mouth, as y'all know, so it was hard for me to keep it quiet this long. So I think 10 out of 10 surprise.
Oh, my God. Shocked.
We have a film crew in here. They had to film it. So thanks to the guys at The Fan. So we sold it that we had the film crew for J-Lo. So she's going to J-Lo on Monday night, and we're going to Vegas. Thank all of you guys for the tweets. Thanks to you and
Congrats,
Troy as well.
Both of yous.
Love you guys. Love you, Tolos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.